World of the Ghoul Brothers. It's a long, long, long way into this world. So be prepared, because there is no turning back! Now there's somebody who didn't heed our warning. He's now in the deepest cave in the universe.
But remember one thing. Take this album.
In the way
it was intended
to be
taken.
With tongue. One thing, this album may be hazardous to your mental health. So now,
let's take a one-way journey into the world
of the Ghoul Brothers.
Find somebody I can't stand. Rip off his nose and cut off his hand. His hand, his hand, his hand, his hand. I feel ghoulish inside. I got the taste of blood. Gonna go for a ride. And just to show the world how tough I am, I'm gonna hold a burning match to my hand. The door through the inside I roam. Feel the crawling flesh of a decayed hand running up my leg more than I can stand. I'm putting my hand in a mason jar. I feel pickled brains, they're slimy as tar. Don't know where, but the taste is good. Gray matter, rubbery, just like it should. Ages hidden upright, eyeballs falling out of sockets too tight, dried up gums pulling from the jaw. It's the most coolest thing I ever saw. house flies crawl out of holes made where once were cancerous moles. Hair still centered on this head. Make a statue of the dead.
The dead.
The dead.
Eardrums pierced with a sharp hairpin, slashed up throats in sort of lanes. Jellyfish screaming in despair, maniacs tearing out hanks of hair, impaled chests in flayed off skin.
This is what I like, 'cause I'm a gorehound. I like the bone crunching sound. Amid that horror show is where I'm bound to go. Yes, I'm a gorehound. I really get around. This is what I like, 'cause I'm a gorehound. I like the bone crunching sound. Amid that horror show is where I'm bound to go. Yes, I'm a gorehound. I really get around.
Pale grins with gore dripping down, hideous laughter of an evil clown, disemboweled bodies and exploding heads, rotting corpses with maggots in the sockets, vampires fed by a jagged wheel sprocket, guillotined heads and plucked out eyes.
This is what I like, 'cause I'm a gorehound. I like the bone crunching sound. I'm in that horror show. is where I'm bound to go. Yes, I'm a go-around. I really get around, 'cause I'm a go-around. I like the bone-crunching sound. I'm in that horror show. It's where I'm bound to go. Yes, I'm a go-around. I like the bone-crunching sound. I'm in that horror show. It's where I'm bound to go. Yes, I'm a go-around.
In a horror store, walking back was towards me, then he turned around. I was frozen stiff, I couldn't utter a sound.
Well, thank you, Mr. K. You know you really, really made my day. I know that somewhere you can hear what I say. So thank you, Mr. K.
The rotting corpses carved away from under the ground. They stare at you with lifeless eyes, your heart would pound. They tear a man limb from limb and eat his head. Nowadays they go to shopping malls instead.
Well, thank you, Mr. R. You know to me you'll always be a star. You know I always knew that you would go far. So thank you, Mr. R.
Was Mike, he had a blood splattered knife. He would shoot him down and he'd come back to life. He escaped one rainy night from the loony bin. A living nightmare came to town when he walked in.
Well, thank you, Mr. C. You know you really scared the hell out of me. I'm as grateful as a person can be. So thank you, Mr. C.
He gave her a piece of his mind. You know he wished to make her one of his kind. The transformation began, and that which once was a man became a snarling, living, breathing lycanthropian.
Well, thank you, Mr. B. You know I really can't believe what I see. You show me that what can I really can be. So thank you, Mr. B.
The big slimy parasites crawled under their skin. They protruded from their mouths and then they slid back within. They entered through the most convenient orifice and spawned a wave of carnage and perverse of lust.
Well, thank you, Mr. C. You know you've never disappointed me. I've seen them all, including DNC. So thank you, Mr. C.
She looked up and spewed pea soup in his face, screaming obscenities and blasphemies all over the place. She turned her head around 360 degrees. She had what you would call an antisocial disease.
Well, thank you, Mr. S. You know you really are the very best. You've done it all and then you've helped out the rest. So thank you, Mr. S.
Mention the others you ask. I'm afraid that that would be an insurmountable task. You know I really don't have time to say anymore, except to keep on watching that horror and gore.
Well, thank you, Mr. M. You know you told us things about all of them. Thank you, Mr. E. I hear your folks are selling marvelously. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, Mr. A. You were the first one born to show us the way. Thank you, Mr. S. May you never find a cockroach's nest. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, Mr. L. Your godfather of splatter in hell.
night. I'm the kind of guy who likes to see the bloody sights. I'm the kind of guy who gets a thrill from all things red. I'm the kind of guy who would decapitate the dead. Why then are they chasing me from town to town to town? Don't they know that when they do, my head begins to pound? Don't they know that I would never even swat a fly? Don't they know that I am just an ordinary guy? I'm the kind of guy who likes to eat his meat uncooked. I'm the kind of guy you never give a dirty look. I'm the kind of guy who's always first at bloody wrecks. I'm the kind of guy who'd like to wring your bloody neck. Why then are they chasing me from town to town to town? Don't they know that when they do, my head begins to pound? Don't they know that I would never even swat a fly? Don't they know that I am just an ordinary guy? I'm the kind of guy who gets a kick from ghoulish things. I'm the kind of guy who'd chop your hand off for a ring. I'm the kind of guy who thinks that maniacs are cool. I'm the kind of guy who'll eat your guts until I'm full. Why then are they chasing me from town to town to town? Don't they know that when they do, my head begins to pound? Don't they know that I would never even swat a fly? Don't they know that I am just an ordinary guy? I'm the kind of guy who worships blood and guts and gore. I'm the kind of guy who knows what butcher knives are for. I'm the kind of guy who likes the sound of buzzing saws. I'm the kind of guy who'll suck your blood up through a straw. Why then are they chasing me from town to town to town? Don't they know that when they do, my head begins to pound? Don't they know that I would never even hurt a fly? Don't they know that I am just an ordinary guy?